Part 1. Introduction. Breathing is the first thing we do when we're born, and it's assumed that we know how to do it. It's the most important function of the body, as all other functions depend upon it. But no one thinks it's important to teach us this is how you breathe in and out, only maybe as part of an objective biology lesson at school. Life is completely dependent upon the act of breathing. To breathe is to be alive. Without breathing, there is no life. That is the black and white of it, the extremes. But there are many grey areas we can explore to improve our degree of aliveness, as we shall see. In the ancient yoga tradition, life was measured not in years, but in breaths. So when you had used up your allotted number, then it was your time to go. So the slow breathing techniques of yoga practice were said to have developed to prolong life. A charming story, but there is truth in it. Animals who breathe slowly, like the elephant and tortoise, are long-lived, whereas the fast-breathing animals, like monkeys, have comparatively short lives. So it's recognised that slow breathing, which is usually efficient breathing, prolongs life through improving general health.